After being stabbed in the chest, James Cornish rushes to Chicago's Provident Hospital. In 1893, most doctors would have given him some ice, a little morphine, a lot of prayers, and told him to make his peace with this world. With an injury that close to the heart, he wasn't likely to survive. But Dr. Daniel Hale Williams wasn't most doctors. In order to save James's life, he would attempt a pioneering open-heart surgery. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, known to all as Dr. Dan, is a skilled doctor with clients of all races, which is not the norm in the 1880s. He joins the Illinois State Board of Health in 1889. He wants a job in a hospital, but can't get it because he's black, and all Chicago hospitals were segregated. So he founds his own hospital. If you can't beat him, compete with him. Isn't that how the saying goes? In May 1891, Provident Hospital opens as Chicago's first interracial hospital. It only has 12 beds, but offers treatment and training to all. Dr. Dan works there as a surgeon and chief of staff. July 9th, 1893. James Cornish arrives at Provident Hospital with a painful chest wound. He was stabbed in a bar fight. Dr. Dan believes James is hemorrhaging, and the only way to save him is to stitch up his severed chest arteries. And the only way to reach those arteries is open-heart surgery, which is not a thing yet. The medical community at the time believed heart surgery was just too dangerous to be worth the risk. No way to ensure the patient keeps breathing or prevent deadly blood loss. Anesthesia is still new, limited to cocaine, chloroform, or rudimentary morphine. Plus, no one's sure what will happen when James's heart is exposed to open air. He could die instantly. They just don't know. But Dr. Dan knows, without intervention, James will die. After sanitizing everything as best they can in 1893, even antiseptics are still very new, Dr. Dan makes his first incision. He makes a trapdoor cut, very small, to minimize damage to the patient. The small size also makes Dr. Dan's job harder. It's not like he can stick a little camera in there or anything and watch a monitor. Inside his patient's chest now, Dr. Dan's suspicions are confirmed. The cut went deep, and nearby tissues have stretched back into place, hiding the true scale of the wound. Arteries are damaged, as is the pericardium. The pericardium is the sac-like membrane surrounding the heart. It pulses along with the circulatory system, quivering in Dr. Dan's hands. Dr. Dan sutures the arteries. Then he peeks through the hole in the pericardium to look at James' beating heart. It's scratched, but not damaged enough to require stitches. Phew! Dr. Dan began stitching together the pericardium with cat gut sutures. More accurately, sheep gut, a natural string made from dried sheep intestine. Useful because it safely degrades inside the body, no need to go back in and remove it. Finally, James is all sewn back up, and his heart is still beating. 7 weeks later, James Cornish goes home, fully recovered, and he goes on to live another 20 happy years. I bet during those 20 years, he really thought about which bars he went into and what he said once he was there. His surgery is a big news story. In interviews, Dr. Dan focuses on his hospital and how great his desegregated staff is. He tries to bring attention to the work that still needs to be done rather than to personal glory. In ensuing years, thanks to Dr. Dan and Provident Hospital, Chicago becomes the top place for pioneering new surgeries and techniques in the United States, pushing forward the future of both medicine while also pushing forward the important civil rights issue of desegregation. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows. all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, we found Helen Buckler's biography, Dr. Dan, Pioneer in American Surgery, incredibly helpful for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime history and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.